Well, good morning. I hope and pray all is well with y'all. We added this little segment on the online service, Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and Phil and I enjoy bringing these online services to you. But on the thoughts and prayers of the pastor, is, sometimes I can give some thoughts and prayers at the 11 o'clock service and share some things. But we're all dealing with this COVID thing, the different things that are going on in our country. And, you know, we all need just a little bit of encouragement, something that we can spiritually feed ourselves on the manna of the Word of God. There's a little book in the Old Testament called Habakkuk, some people pronounce. It's just a short little book, three chapters. But unlike the other prophets, Habakkuk spoke primarily to God rather than to the people. Habakkuk is sometimes called the grandfather of the Reformation because a lot of the stuff has been quoted in the New Testament, like in Romans and Galatians and Hebrews, and you'll find some of it even quoted into the Psalms. But in order to kind of share what I wanted to talk about, I wanted to give you just a little background on me. In 1986, July 21st, in fact, I shared my testimony, most of you know that I had turned my life over to the Lord and asked God to help me quit drinking, which he did. But in the first couple years of my recovery, going to AA and doing some other things, as this be with all Christians, that a new Christian is trying to get a hold of things, we share with others some things that happened and some things would help us. Well, I was working at Vero Beach Lincoln Mercury in Vero Beach, Florida at the time. I was 2 years sober, and I was struggling with a lot of things. And somebody, and I don't remember who it was, gave me a little book that was called Hind Feet in High Places. Well, I found out that it's an allegory, something very similar to the allegory of Pilgrim's Progress, which was written by John Bunyan. But this little book was written by an English author by the name of Hannah Hanard. And the story gave me a lot of hope and a lot of encouragement. And I didn't read it through all at one time. What I used to do, instead of going out to eat at lunchtime, I would drive down to the beach and sit underneath the pine tree right on the beach, and I would read a chapter at a time or whatever. But I just wanted to share with you about the story. The story is about a young woman, and of course it could be a young man, but really, the story is about a young woman named Much Afraid, and her family name is Fearing. And she wanted to have a journey away from this Fearing family into high places of the shepherd, and guided by her two companions, Sorrow and Sufferings. Now, it is an allegory of the Christian devotional life from salvation through maturity. And it aims to show how a Christian is transformed from an unbeliever to an immature believer to a mature believer who walks daily with God as easily as on the high places of joy in the Spirit, as the daily life of mundane things that we all deal with, humiliating tasks that may cause Christians to lose perspective. And I thought about that because there are a lot of the folks of faith who are losing perspective in this day and time with this COVID thing and political and unrest, and it's just a mess. So I wanted to share this little book from Habakkuk 3:19. It says, "The Lord is my strength, and he will make my feet like hind feet, and he will make me to walk upon more hind places." So this is how the allegory begins. It begins in the valley of humiliation with Much Afraid, being beset by the unwanted advances of her cousin, Craven Fear, who wishes to marry her. Much Afraid is ugly from all outward appearance. She walks on club feet, sporting gnarled, deformed hands, and speaking from a crooked mouth that seems to have been made by a stroke or something like that. But the good shepherd is tender and gentle with Much Afraid, especially in the beginning. His many sudden departures may strike the reader as bizarre as you read this, given the human things that we expect daily, and our souls try to never to do anything that may be interrupted as rude or hurtful in any way. Yet, through the shepherd, lives in a moment, and he guides her. He is the same way at first with the protagonist, who is also in this story. It says, "Come, shepherd, for I am much afraid." Well, when much afraid suggests that she would love to be able to dance on high places, as do the sure-footed deer, the shepherd commends her for this desire. In order to accomplish this, he offers the plant, the seed of love, into her heart. And at first, the sight of this seed, the black hawthorn-looking seed, she shrieks in fear, and soon she relents. And after the initial intense pain, she senses something indeed different about her, though she still looks the same for now. And as the story unfolds, and I pray that you pick up a book or order it or get to the library or get it, because it I can't tell you everything that's in the book, and I certainly don't want to spoil all the stuff that'll help you to continue on your mature spiritual life. But much afraid is about to reach the high places, and then the path turns downward towards a seemingly endless desert. Now, there's an incident with extremely high cliffs that must be ascended, slippery, very narrow, zigzagging, and with the help of her two companions, Sorrow and Suffering, much of the days are spent in the forest that is surrounded by thick fog. But during this time, Much Afraid is sequestered with her two friends in a log cabin. And then the unexpected twist comes, as Much Afraid despairs ever reaching high places. And I stop with that particular part of the story, because we can reach high places with the help of the Lord. As I mentioned, there are several places in Scripture talks about hind feet, like Habakkuk 3:19, 2 Samuel 22, and Psalm 18:33. But the more modern translations of the feet of a deer is a metaphor language that describes the blessings of the presence that God brings into a situation. This little well-known book, people learn to live to overcome fear and suffering like leaping over obstacles. Well, the deer or the hind reference can be also called a gazelle or graceful swift or sure-footed animal that can climb sheer and rocky cliffs and never stumble or fall. In climbing, the deer can place her hind feet exactly where her front feet were, thus needing only two sturdy foot rests instead of four. She can scamper across what appears a vertical cliff and unafraid and undetermined by the impassable terrain that just keeps on going. So in that little book, it's a little picture that the inspired writer draws. And when they describe the sure-footedness, reliance on the Lord in time, Habakkuk cried out to God about the sinful condition of the nation of Israel. Boy, oh boy, we can learn a lot about the Bible and about sinful nations. You know, we were a Judeo-Christian founding in our country, but we've been drifting away from it. And Habakkuk didn't want to stop with his frustration either, and he continued to wrestle with the confusion. Well, anyhow, I said all that to say this. In the midst of these trying times, it's easy to become overwhelmed with discouragement. That little big book of Habakkuk definitely lived in trying times, but his solution was to redirect his attention to the Lord. And that's what we need to do as people. Continue. God is a solid rock that never fails, in Psalm 144, verse 1 and 2. So with God's promises, as strong as our foundation, we can walk in freedom and courage, unafraid and undaunted, just like a deer leaping into the high places. Well, I want to just give you that little nugget there, that little book, Hind Feet in High Places. It's readily available, and I think it's been out for so long that it's probably in the domain that you can probably find it and even download it for free. But it's just a little book. You can find it, and I strongly suggest that you do that. It helped me an awful lot, and I hope and pray that it might help you. So I was just giving you my thoughts today and pray that everything is going well. We continue with our prayer concerns. We pray for our little church. We still meet at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, and we hope and pray that anybody that wants to come can come. We follow all the COVID guidelines, and of course pray for our conference. And Betty gave us good news on Sunday that we, as the Bethel United Methodist Church, have paid our 100% of our apportionments. Our apportionments means that we, as part of the denomination of United Methodists, we are in what we call a connectional ministry. So your gifts go to Bethel United Methodist Church to help the church survive, and then our gifts also then from the church are sent to the conference so that they can continue to do ministry. So what a joy, a little church like ours that can be that faithful in our giving. And I want to thank God for you, and thank you. Pray for our country. Pray for those in the military. Pray for teachers, firefighters, first responders, police officers, so many people out there putting their life on the front line for us all the time. And continue to pray for Judy and I. We appreciate your prayers. Pray for our little granddaughter, Lexi, and Gina Davis. Sylvia Marsh is doing well, living with Doug, William McLeod, Tina and Travis Oaks. Also, Tina, too. It's really hard for them, being that they built such a wonderful youth ministry and now can't have the youth with them. Pat Singletary is recovering from a surgery where they went in her leg and straightened out some blood clots, and she seems to be at home recovering. David Trimmel, Patsy and Donnie White. Patsy is recovering from her ankle that was broken, and then she took a fall, and she's now regaining her strength and her stability. And we continue to pray for Amy Smith Wadsworth. There's so many that just keeps going on and on and on. But God knows who all these prayer requests are. But if you'd like to lift us up in prayer and we need to know who you are or what you want to pray for specifically, you can either call me. You can call me on my cell phone or call me at home. The numbers are on the website and also in the bulletin. Or you can call Phil or send him an email, send him a text. We want to be supporting you in whatever your endeavor is. Even praises. Praises is good. Praises gives us an opportunity to keep on keeping on. One person's praise sort of helps somebody else, and somebody else's challenges and tribulations and where they've overcome them just kind of helps other people too. So, Father, we pray a special prayer this morning that Jesus taught by praying together, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is truly the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. And all God's children said, Amen. God bless. Hope you tune in next week.